Robin Youngblood moved into her trailer home 2 years ago. It was on a two-parcel lot about a quarter mile from the banks of the Stillaguamish River. She was at home when the mudslide began. She says she heard a sound like an airplane crashing. She ran to the window and saw a 20-foot-high wall of mud headed toward her trailer.
193 miles an hour. We went a quarter of a mile underwater in mud. I was conscious the whole time.
Her daughter, son-in-law, and grandson had left the property 15 minutes earlier. Their half of the house was completely crushed by the slide. Youngblood and a friend who was visiting from the Netherlands survived as it blew the roof off the half that they were in.
And that's what allowed us to be able to surface and find something to sit on and yell for help and get a helicopter out there because nobody could have walked to us. They would have drowned.
It took about an hour for help to arrive. She carried a neighbor's baby out on her lap, and she could hardly sleep for a week. Every time she closed her eyes, she'd see mud coming. She says it's fortunate that she had a trailer home, because not only did it move more than some other structures, her insurance policy was better, and she's expecting a settlement. Still, she's angry that authorities allowed anyone to live in the area, even after a report from the Army Corps of Engineers warned in 1999 that the mountain was unstable and there was a grave danger of a future catastrophic event.
Now, when you use words like catastrophic event, in my opinion, you don't allow anything to be built there. This disaster did not have to happen.
She says the prior owner of the property told her nothing of any risk, and neither did the county.
I called the county 3 times before I bought the place to find out that we were above the 100-year flood mark, to talk about what could be built there, to find out how to take care of the wetlands. Nobody said a word to me about landslide. The mountain was a half a mile from me. Why would I ever think that there was danger?
She's hoping to meet President Obama when he visits next week to talk with him about it. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.